But right now it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week, Kids Q, airing every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined now in the studio to help us out by Ashley Thomas with Bridge to Sports, coming in to talk about the Valor Games Southeast and help us out with Kids Q today. Ashley, thanks for being with us in the studio today.
Thanks, Aaron. I'm so glad to be here.
So tell us about the Valor Games Southeast. What is it that gets you excited about hosting this every year?
Valor Games Southeast is an opportunity that the Triangle gets to put together serving our military who now are injured after they commissioned. Something happened, and so now they live with a form of disability. And this event is adaptive sports, so it enables them to engage healthy activity and do some of the things they used to do. If you cycle, then now you can't because you may have lost a leg. Now you get to hand cycle. So it's kind of finding a way to live and be active through competition and sport after injury has happened.
And this is next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right?
Yes, it is. So we have opening ceremonies on Monday, and on Tuesday we're at UNC Chapel Hill in the Dean Smith Center.
Awesome.
We'll run three adaptive sports, archery, sitting volleyball, and bocce. Then we move over to Duke on Wednesday, and we do five events there. We do table tennis, air rifle, or archery, wheelchair basketball, indoor rowing, and table tennis. And then we finish up in Wake County doing a field event, cycling, and a kayaking event.
Awesome. So it really is Triangle-wide. That's awesome.
It is Triangle-wide. Yes, it is. That's what we wanted, because we're very good here in the Triangle. We collaborate well. We could not do this event with all the sponsors and the venues who said we're going to step up and support those who first served us.
And this has been going on since 2013. So how has it changed and grown and evolved in the last 5 years?
It's grown. That's what I can say. It's grown. We have more athletes. Interestingly enough, this year when we opened up registration, we were totally booked in 3 weeks. So
we
have 125 and we have 50 people on a wait list.
How does it affect the athletes who compete?
It changes their lives. I think it's neat to see people journey through it, because sometimes when they come in, it's their first experience. So there's a lot of fear. TBI, PTSD is a little more prevalent. And usually after that second and third year, they actually stop coming. They found a place in their own communities where they're engaged and they want to come back and volunteer. So the cycle seems to be 3 years. They build what they need, and then they're a little more independent and confident, and they're working in their own communities. True to date, 50% are new every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it allows those other 50 to take on a mentoring role, playing a little different perspective for those coming in. So there's a lot of neat interactions that we could never put it together and say, here's a plan, but it was one of the wonderful outcomes and byproducts of that.
That's really cool. So when you start thinking of it as not a negative, but a positive, when people stop coming, because then they're doing their own thing in their own communities. That's
really
cool. Yes,
I mean, that's healing. That's recovery.
Yeah.
That's the success. Yeah, absolutely.
So how do other, like, how does the entire community get involved? Who's behind the scenes working on this?
So we have major sponsors. So this year, Cisco and MetLife came in as title sponsors. The event is totally free to our veterans, so housing, food, transportation, all of that's taken care of. Their job is to get here. And then we have nearly 450 volunteers, so this event is that big. It takes
a
lot of hands and feet supporting at each event that we do, and so, yeah, it's huge, and we could not do it without the volunteers and all the many sponsors.
Speaking with Ashley Thomas, Bridge to Sports. We're talking about the Valor Games Southeast, which is next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 21st through the 24th, all over the Triangle. Tuesday is at the Smith Center, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and then Duke and Durham and Wake Counties after that. Tell us about Bridge to Sports. What more about the organization in general?
So Bridge to Sports is a 501c3 nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
and our mission is to help people with disability, physical disability, to be able to engage in physical activity and sport. So we do youth programs, we do year-round programs, 11 adaptive sports. We host competitions. We have a pilot that we were running out throughout the state in schools. And so instead of playing volleyball, we're playing sitting volleyball. So that pilot was very successful. But it's kind of helping people with disabilities to be seen as capable, as able to participate in sports and not sitting on the sideline. And if we think about long-term health, you've got to stay healthy for life. And so, you know, if you're missing a leg, you can't use your legs or you can't see, there's got to be an alternative because it's a need. It's something that we all have to have. Mm-hmm. And so we create those opportunities and competition so that kids can try that or adults can try that and build that team camaraderie and independence. And we do goal setting. And I'm very proud to say 92% of our kids go on to college or tech school.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bridge2sports.org is the website, and that's the number two there, bridge2sports.org. Get more information about Bridge to Sports, get more information about upcoming events, and, of course, the Valor Games next week all over the Triangle. How can people get involved?
Next week, what we really want are people to come and cheer.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, you know, Dean Smith Stadium is huge. Cameron, we're in five locations. It's big, and what we want are families, children, anyone, come and cheer on our veterans, and you'll be different when you come and see it from when you started and when you leave.
That's going to be really cool. Bridge2sports.org is the website. Go there and get more information and come out next week to those events. Ashley Thomas is with us from Bridge 2 Sports. Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yes, I am.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question, which I'm looking at for the first time now myself. If you were in a place where you didn't understand anyone and they couldn't understand you, how would you get food?
I would do hand signals, and I would put my hand down and use my fingers together like food and then put it up to my mouth.
Yep. Hand gestures?
Yes, hand gestures.
Yeah. I would want to observe people around me for a few minutes first because, like, I think we're thinking of if you're in a foreign country.
Yes.
But if you find yourself in like an alien land where aliens have different ways of eating than you, you'd have to watch them and see how they do it and then make that gesture, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We would have to ponder that. Agreed.
Yeah. All right.
Hey. I may be eating something I don't want.
If you're around anywhere you are, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're driving around, you're at home, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes. If you got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Youth Works on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We've got Ashley Thomas here in the studio from Bridge 2 Sports. Again, bridge2sports.org is the website. That's the number two in there. Other events that are coming up after Valor Games are over. What else do you have upcoming?
So in August, we have our annual fundraiser, August Madness. So it's when corporate teams or community teams get together and we play wheelchair basketball on the floor of the PNC Arena. So it helps people to get a sense, what is it like to play differently? We will have in the month of July down at the American Tobacco Campus at the Cage. You can come and try wheelchair basketball and see what it's like. We have archery and air rifle and kayaking and cycling going on right now. So we always need volunteers. I would also say to our kids listening, if you have a friend who might need to play differently, invite them to come and look. And we always let friends come with friends. And sometimes that's a little easier way to get someone trying something they're not used to. So bring a friend. If they don't play stand-up basketball, say, hey, you want to play wheelchair basketball and let me go with you.
Awesome. Bridge2sports.org is the website. Go there for more information. Ashley Thomas, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great.